राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्याय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम महापुराण की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांध्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 9 ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 10 एंड 11 द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द सुप्रीम कैरेक्टर ऑफ जड़ भरत सो आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू रीड बिकॉज इट्स अ प्रोज आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू रीड द नाइन्थ प्रोज सच अ प्राकृतैर् द्विपद पशुभिर् उन्मत्त जड़ बधिर मूक इति अभिभाष्यमाणो दैट मीन्स दोज हु वेर प्राकृत द्विपद पशु द मंडेन टू लेगेड एनिमल्स वेन दे वुड सी जड़ भरत दे वुड से उन्मत्त जड़ बधिर मूक ही इज मैड ही इज डेफ ही इज म्यूट लाइक दैट अभिभाष्यमाणो तदा यदा तदनुरूपाणि प्रभाषदे कर्माणि च कार्यमाणः परेच्छया करोति विष्टितो वेतनतो वा याञ्चया यदृच्छया वा उपसादितम् अल्पम् बहुमृष्टम् कदन्नम् वा अभ्यवर हरति. इट मीन्स ही वुड वर्क समटाइम्स जस्ट टू गेट सम फूड टू सस्टेन हिज बॉडी. समटाइम्स नाइस फूड, समटाइम्स नॉट सो नाइस फूड, बट ही वुड जस्ट रन हिज शो एज दे वुड से दैट वॉट एवर रिक्वायर्ड टू मेंटेन द बॉडी. परम न इंद्रिय प्रीति निमित्तम, बट नेवर फॉर द सेक ऑफ सेटिस्फाइंग द टंग और स्टमक दैट ही वुड ईट. नित्य निवृत्त निमित्त स्वसिद्ध विशुद्ध अनुभव आनंद स्वात्म लाभाधिगम. वाई इट वॉज पॉसिबल फॉर हिम? बिकॉज ही वॉज एक्सपीरियंसिंग द इनर ब्लिस बाय रिमेंबरिंग कृष्णा, कृष्णाज पास टाइम्स इन हिज हार्ट लाइक दैट. सुख दुखयोर द्वंद्व निमित्तयोर असंभावित देहाभिमानः. दैट मीन्स ही वॉज नॉट putting his ego into the deha, dehabhimana. This that flash is directly coming on my eyes. Prabhuji. So sukha dukkhayor dvandva nimittayor asambhavita dehabhimana. So because of that he was not affected by any dvandva caused by happiness and distress, because the root of that is deha abhiman, the thinking that I am this body, that is the cause of all duality. Then automatically comes happiness, distress, honor, dishonor. But once that abhiman is only not there, sarvada santushta manasa sarva sukhamaya disha शर्करा कंटकादिभ्यो यथा उपानत पद शिवम. कृष्ण सेज टू उद्धव दैट वन हु इज ऑलवेज सैटिस्फाइड इन माय सर्विस, दैट मीन्स वन हु इज सर्विंग कृष्ण ऑटोमेटिकली इज सैटिस्फाइड. सो वन हु इज सैटिस्फाइड इन कृष्णा सर्विस, द ट्रबल्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड वोंट अफेक्ट हिम बिकॉज ऑफ हिज सैटिस्फाइड माइंड. जस्ट लाइक when one is walking on a road filled with thorns and pebbles but with nice footwear, he won't feel any pain of those. The thorns will be there, pebbles will be there on the road, but since he is wearing footwear, he won't be affected. Similarly, one who is satisfied in Krishna's service, troubles will be there because nature of this world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam Sankatalayam. So it will always be there, but he won't get affected. Like Prabhupada says, in Kali Yuga, there will be troubles. But that doesn't mean that we just await those miseries. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan Ki Jai. That means, if we know that rainy season is coming up, what we will do? We will equip ourselves nicely with umbrella, proper shoes, like that. So similarly, Jad Bharat, he is free from all duality because he is satisfied. He is satisfied. He chooses to be satisfied. In fact, satisfaction is a choice. When it comes to material satisfaction, it's a choice. Sometimes they say, no. I will be satisfied. But that is not the case with material happiness. With material happiness, our strategy should be, whatever comes, I am happy. Or whatever doesn't come, I am still happy. Like whatever comes on my plate as food, I am happy. Whatever season is there, I am happy. Electricity is there, I am happy. Electricity is not there, I am happy. Like, so it's a choice, it's a conscious choice I have to make in order to be satisfied. And that satisfaction cannot come until I have a higher goal. So only if I have eyes set in spiritual world, then only I can become neutral in the material world. Only when I have eyes set in spiritual world, then only I can have a neutral stand in the material world. If my eyes are only in material world, then how can I be satisfied? I would like to have more and more of things that please me, and I have less and less of those who distress me. So here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, degraded men are actually no better than animals. The only difference is that the animals have four legs and such men have only two. These two-legged animalistic men used to call Jad Bharat mad, dull, deaf and dumb. They mistreated him, and Jad Bharat behaved for them like a madman who was deaf, blind or dull. Okay, I am mad, I am blind, I am deaf. Like, he didn't even protest. Hey, don't you see? Don't you understand? I am also intelligent. No, you call me dull, I call myself seven times more dull. So, no problem. So, he did not protest or try to convince them that he was not so. If others wanted him to do something, he acted according to their desires. Whatever food he could acquire by begging or by wages, and whatever came of his own accord, be it a small quantity, palatable, stale or tasteless, he would accept and eat. He never ate anything for sense gratification because he was already liberated from bodily conception, which induces one to accept palatable or unpalatable food. He was full in transcendental consciousness of devotional service, and therefore he was unaffected by dualities arising from bodily conception. We just discussed this point, right? He, because of being satisfied. Actually, his body was as strong as a bull's and his limbs were very muscular. He didn't care for winter or summer, wind or rain, and he never covered his body at any time. He lay on the ground and never smeared oil on his body or took bath. Because his body was dirty, his spiritual effulgence and knowledge were covered. Just as the splendor of a valuable gem is covered by dirt. He only wore a dirty loincloth and his sacred thread, which was blackish. Understanding that he was born in a Brahmana family, people would call him a Brahma Bandhu and other names. Being thus insulted and neglected by materialistic people, he wandered here and there. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Deha Smriti Nahi Yar Samsar Bandhan Kaha Tar. One who has no desire to maintain the body, or who is anxious to keep the body in order, and who is satisfied in any condition, must be either mad or liberated. Such person who doesn't care for body is either mad or liberated. Actually, Bharat Maharaj in his birth as Jad Bharat was completely liberated from material dualities. He was Paramhamsa and therefore did not care for bodily comfort. I'm just going to read next translation and purport and we'll discuss the whole thing together. Jad Bharat used to work only for food. His stepbrothers took advantage of this and engaged him in agricultural field work in the exchange of some food. But actually he did not know how to work very well in the field. He did not know where to spread dirt and where to make the ground level or uneven. His brothers used to give him broken rice, oil cakes, the chaff of rice. What is it called? CHAFF. Chaff. Worm-eaten grains and burnt grains that had stuck the pot. But he gladly accepted all this as if it were nectar. He did not hold any grudges and ate all this very gladly. Purport. The platform of Paramahamsa described in Bhagavad Gita 2.15, Sukh samadukha sukham dhiram saha amrut tatvaya kalpate. When one is callous of all duality, the happiness and distress of material world, one is fit for amrutatva, eternal life. Bharat Maharaj was determined to finish his business in this material world, and he did not at all care for world of duality. He was complete in Krishna consciousness and was oblivious to good and evil, happiness and distress, samadukha, sukham, dhiram. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dvaite Bhadra Bhadra Jnan Sab Mano Dharma Ei Bhala Ei Manda Sab Ei Sab Brahma. In material world, conception of good and bad are all mental speculations. Therefore, saying this is good, this is bad is all mistake. One has to understand that the material world of duality, to think that this is good or that is bad is simply a mental concoction. However, one should not imitate this consciousness. One should actually be situated on spiritual platform of neutrality. So we'll discuss the character of Jad Bharat, that how he was callous to duality and callous to what people say to him. So, two points that came out from the translation and purport, which we'll try to discuss today. First, should a practitioner of devotional service care for opinion of the society, or should he be callous? Is first. You'll see when our acharyas were callous and when they were sensitive, considerate. Okay? By their example, we will try to come to some conclusion together. And second, what is this concept of being free from duality? How does it apply to a devotee? How important it is for a devotee to be free from duality? And how to be free from duality? Means the upheavals, ups and downs, happiness, distress, honor, dishonor. How can one be free from this duality? First, let's discuss whether a devotional practitioner cares for social norm or doesn't care for social norm. First, we'll see the example where they did not care for social norms. Like Saravam Bhattacharya says, Parivadatu jano yatha tathava nanu mukharo vayam na vicharya mana harirasam adira madati matta bhuvi vilutama natama dhirvishama. He says, Parivadatu jano yatha tathava. Let people say anything about me. I don't care. Nanu mukharo na vayam vicharya mana. So, he says that nanu mukharo, we will call them talkative. And we will not consider what they are saying. Nanu mukharo vayam na vicharya mana. What we will do? Harirasa madira madati matta. We will drink the liquor of Krishna katha and get intoxicated by that. When somebody gets in mundane world, somebody gets intoxicated, does he care for the society? Doesn't care. He doesn't know how, what things he is wearing, what is he talking, where is he wandering, how well he is walking. He doesn't care what people are saying. So similarly, a devotional practitioner is intoxicated by Harikatha, Harirasa Madira Madati Matta, Harinam, Harikatha, Hari Seva, and Bhuvi Vilutama Natama Nirvishama. We will roll on the ground and we will celebrate. This is one. Okay? Where, now is he caring for social customs? Social norms? How one should behave? So, this is the verse. Then, there is one verse by Srila Madhavendra Puri. It says that, Mugdham mam nigadantu niti nipuna bhrantam muhur vaidika. Niti nipuna, those who are expert moralists, they may call me mugdham, bewildered. Oh, he doesn't know the proper codes of morality. Bhrantam muhur vaidika. Vedic scholars may consider me bhrantam. Ye to bhatka hua hai. Mandam bandhava sanchaya jadadhyam muktadara sodara. Mandam bandhava sanchaya. May my relatives call me manda. Means less intelligent. What is he doing? Devotional service? What is this devotional service? Such things you do at old age. Like, you know. Now he is not attending social functions with us. Eating pav bhaji outside. doesn't come to hotels with us. Doesn't come for enjoyment. What is this? What has happened to him? Manda. He has become manda. Manda. Mandam bandhav sanchaya jadadhyam. He has become crazy or dull. Muktadara sodara. My brothers and sisters may call me jadadhyam. Like here, The brothers of Jad Bharat are calling him Manda and Jadadhiya. And then Unmattam Dhanino Viveka Chatura Kamam Mahadambikam. The wealthy people may call me Unmatta. Maybe he has become mad. Why is he not? What is he making of his life? Viveka Chatura Kamam Mahadambikam. And those who are intelligent in discrimination, Viveka Chatura Kamam Mahadambikam, they may call me hypocrite. Oh, he just shows something outside, but inside I know what he is. You know. They may, all these different categories of people may say different things, but Moktum Nakshamate Managapimano Govinda Padaspruham. Even for a moment, my heart does not leave the lotus feet of Govinda. That is Madhavendra Puri. Then we will see Narad Muni. Namanyanantasya hatatrapa patan guyani bhadrani krutani chasmaran. Hatatrapa means without any shame. I will keep wandering on the earth by chanting Anantasya Namani. Means Ananta means Krishna. Krishna's names I will chant without any shame or shyness. And like that I will await my time of death. Like that is. Till that time I will keep doing this. This is Narad Muni. Rukmini Devi, what does she say? Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara Shrunvatam Te. She is sending a letter. She is unmarried girl whose marriage is fixed with somebody else whom she doesn't like. And she is sending a letter to Krishna first time. In the past time, he has not heard of Rukmini before. Although she is his eternal wife. But in the past time, Krishna has not heard yet about Rukmini. Rukmini Devi has heard about Krishna from Narad Muni. So she is thinking, she is sending a letter to Krishna. And she is saying that, Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara Shrunvatamde. I have heard your beauty, the description of your beauty, and my heart is getting attracted to you. Nirvishya Karana Vivarai Haratonga Tapam. Not only that, it is cooling down all the heat of separation just by remembering you. What is next of this? Rupam Drusham Drushimatam Akhilartha Labham. These eyes are meant to see you and not anything else. Hatatrapa Dvai Achyuta Avishati Chittam Apatrapam. Apatrapam means shamelessly. My heart is shamelessly going towards you. Means not caring for social customs and this thing and that thing. See, when it comes to Krishna, all rules could be broken. Because Krishna is Gopinam Tatpatinam Cha. Krishna is only the real master of everybody. Krishna is only the real husband of everyone. The Krishna is only the real proprietor of everything. So, which duty takes priority? Society is just Krishna's external representation. But Krishna himself is the original person upon which the entire universe is resting. Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam prutam sutre manigana iva. The entire universe is resting on Krishna like pearls rest on the string. So it is Krishna whom we have to give priority in terms of duty, in terms of service, in terms of giving one's heart. So first we begin with priority and then we come to the stage of exclusivity. You see, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness we say, oh, Krishna is our priority. But as we advance, it is not priority, it is exclusivity. Like if we hear in the lives of those who have advanced to the bhava and prema stage, what is the definition of prema? Definition of prema according to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ananya Mamata Vishnu. Ananya Mamata Vishnu. This is mamata, which is ananya. That means this, there is no place of anybody in the heart other than Vishnu. This is prema. That means there is no mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, sister, brother, or anybody or only place for Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas, of course. When we say Vishnu, automatically we understand there is Guru and Vaishnavas included. Ananya mamata Vishnu. Mamata prema sangata. So this budhai prema nigadyate. Another definition of prema is sarvatha dvamsa rahitam sati api dvamsa karane. Even if there is a cause for breaking of that relationship, still the relationship doesn't break. Rather, it flourishes. That is called as prema. So, therefore, when Krishna plays flute to call all the gopikas, to give them pleasure, actually. To give them pleasure of, for what? Of what? To give them pleasure of allowing them, of fulfilling their desire of serving Krishna. So in the material world, there is no love. There is only a reflection of love, which is just attachment for material bodies. There is nothing else. Infatuation for material bodies, that's it. Not infatuation for the bodies made up of blood, bones, and etc. And that goes by the name Prem. But that's such a misnomer. The real Kaitava Rahitam Prema Na Bhavati Manushya Loke. Lalita Madhava Natak says that a love which is free from duplicity cannot exist in the material world. It exists only in spiritual world. So, therefore, all the gopis, they don't care about social customs, this thing, that thing. Krishna is the real pati of everybody. So, pati sutan vayat bhratru bandhava ati vilangate achyutagata gati vidastavod gita mohita kitavayo yoshita kastejan nishi. Yes, we have given up everything. And seeing this, the topmost of devotee Uddhava says what? Asamaho charana renu jushamaham syam. When will I get the dust from lotus feet of gopis? Yadus tejam swajanam are patham chahitva bhejur mukunda padavim shrutibhir vimrugyam. The shrutis are searching after Krishna's lotus feet, but they have not yet obtained Krishna's lotus feet. And those lotus feet are going after gopi's lotus feet. One special gopi's lotus feet. So, or with that special gopi who is Srimati Radhika. And so to get the dust of their lotus feet one time, I can become a grass in Vrindavan. Uddhavji is saying, Uddhavji is glorified by Pandavas, he is glorified by Lord Shiva to be the greatest of the devotees. Krishna says to Uddhava, Lord Shiva is not as dear to me as you. Lord Brahma is not as dear to me as you. Lakshmi is not as dear to me as you. Myself, Sankarshan is not as dear to me as you. And myself, I am myself not dear to me as you. So that is how you are so dear to me, Uddhava. And this Uddhava is saying that gopi's devotion is the highest for Krishna. And so they don't care. Then we see the Brahman Patnis who had cooked for the sacrifice which was performed by their husbands. But when Krishna Balram, they hear that Krishna Balram is hungry, what do these Brahman Patnis do? Chaturvidam bahugunam anyamadaya bhajanai abhisasru priyam sarva samudramiva nimnaga. Just like when river flows to ocean, can somebody stop the river? No. She will either cross above you know, from sides, from under, but she will cross that obstacle to go to the ocean. So these are some examples. And we see in recent times, means 500 years ago, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they didn't care for social custom, according to social custom, it was forbidden to associate with or to touch a Yavan. But Mahaprabhu made Haridas Thakur into Namacharya. When he was going to touch Haridas Thakur, he said, no, don't touch me. I am from society standard, I am untouchable. What does Mahaprabhu say? Prabhu kahe toma sparshi pavitra haite. Tomara pavitra dharma nahi kamate. He says that I am touching you to get purified myself. Because your pure dharma I cannot follow. What is pure dharma he was following? Always chanting holy name. Sarvakshane karatumi yajna tapo dan. Sarvakshane karatumi sarvatirthe snan. Why? Because you are always chanting. Therefore you are automatically taking bath in every river. And automatically doing all charity, austerity and yajna tapo dan and sacrifices. So this was in society. Mahaprabhu made this point by not following the rules and norms of the society. Also, he ate at the house of the Sanodiya Brahman. A sannyasi is not supposed to eat at Sanodiya Brahmana's house. But he says that, I don't care. Madhavendra Puri ate, so I will eat. So this is second. And like that, there are many pastimes. Many pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So this is not caring about society, but this we understand that all of these pastimes or statements, they make a particular point that in serving Krishna, we don't count any obstacle and we don't count any opinion. Now let's come to the contrasting situation where devotees and Lord do care for what society will say. Okay, can we cite few examples? Yes, bro. So when Mahaprabhu embraced Ramananda Rai, both were in ecstasy and showing ecstatic symptoms, but the smartha brahmanas were watching, and so Mahaprabhu immediately controlled his ecstasies. For multiple reasons, first of all, not to bring the devotional ecstasies in public. And secondly, he didn't want to give any chance to Brahmanas for speculating what is this and like, you know. So that is one. Any other pastime? Yes, Nita Chandra. Yes, amazing. This is so far. When I read this pastime, I thought it is so far-fetched. Like so many devotees had to plead for the sake of Prataprudra Maharaj just for one meeting. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya pleaded, Ramananda Rai pleaded, Nityananda Prabhu, Damodar Jagadananda, they pleaded to Mahaprabhu. And then he agreed for just sending one Bahirvas to the king. And then probably just meeting the son of the king before actually meeting. And he is saying that, oh, what will people say? Loka kare parihas, upahas. People will just ridicule me if I do this. Meet the king. So Ramananda says, what is about this king? He is your servant, like Jagannath is sevak. I mean, you have delivered so many papi, sinful people, and this is directly the servant of Jagannath, and you don't want to see him. Why is it? So then Mahaprabhu says, no. Okay, he may be a very great devotee, but he is Raja. That Raja name is actually causing the problem. So like that, he was so cautious about public opinion, this place also. Any other? Sanatan Goswami. Yes, like the pujaris will come, maybe they will, because of my touch, the prasad will get contaminated, so he would walk फ्रॉम द हॉट सैंड एंड नॉट गो बाय द रोड नियर बाय जगन्नाथ. सो ही वॉज वेरी केयरफुल. ऑल्दो सनातन गोस्वामी महाप्रभु सेज इवन डेमीगॉड्स विल टच यू टू गेट प्यूरिफाइड बट येट यू आर फॉलोइंग दिस प्रिंसिपल. दैट इज तुम्ही ना प्रभु कहे मर्यादा पालन साधुर भूषण. मर्यादा है ते है साधुर भूषण. सो फॉलोइंग द एटिकेट्स इन सोसाइटी इज द साधुर भूषण ऑर्नामेंट ऑफ अ साधु. एनी अदर? हरिदास ठाकुर. हाँ ही वुड फॉलो द लाइक ही वुड हैज महाप्रभु द गॉड हिमसेल्फ इज कमिंग टू हरिदास ठाकुर विथ प्रसाद. लाइक ही वुड हैव टोल्ड महाप्रभु महाप्रभु आई वॉन्ट टू गो टू टेक दर्शन. महाप्रभु वुड हैव अरेंज्ड लाइक बट ही सेज नो. इनफैक्ट ही वुड नॉट बी ही वुड नॉट टेक प्रसादम इवन विथ ऑल द डिवोटीज. ही वुड से नो 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 Govinda will send me later some remnants of Mahaprabhu. Right? If you read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, another. Anything? Yes, bro. Prithu Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, they were pure devotees. They were beyond karma. Tavat karmani kurvita yavat krishna na nirvidyata yavata. त्वत् मत कथा श्रवणाद हुआ कथा श्रद्धा यावन न जायते. सो कर्म यज्ञ अश्वमेध एवरी वन कैन डू अंटिल टू थिंग्स हैपन. आइदर ही बिकम्स निर्विण्ण बाय निष्काम कर्मयोग और ही कैन डेवलप प्योर डिवोशनल फेथ इन कृष्ण कथा. सो दीज टू गिव हिम क्वालिफिकेशन टू गिव अप कर्म. Now Bharat Maharaj and Prithu Maharaj, they were already beyond this. But to set an example in the society, because in general for those who do not have devotional faith, what is recommended for them? Those do not have devotional faith, Varnashram. All the activities of Varnashram. To stay civilized or to stay human. Varnashram is to stay human. And bhakti is to transcend even humanity. Are we humans? No. Humanity is just the phase we are going through. We are souls, Krishna's servant, going through a phase called as humanity. We are having human experience, but we are not human. Humans. So to go beyond this human concept and to come to divine concept. Yes, Prabhu. Madhendra Puri? Okay. He was escaping from fame? How is he? I mean, we are talking about following the social norm. Okay, we can say, like, he was kind of humble that he didn't want any fame from the, you know, मेरा चर्चा ना हो सोसाइटी में ज्यादा. या एनीथिंग एल्स अबाउट फॉलोइंग द सोशल नॉर्म? आइडियल हाउस होल्ड एक्टिविटीज यस. लाइक ऑल्सो दैट ही वॉन्टेड टू स्टॉप द र्यूमर दैट वॉज स्प्रेडिंग दैट ही स्टोल द श्यामंतक. सो ही हैड टू गो एंड डू ऑल दैट इन वृंदावन. कृष्णा डिड ही केयर टू प्रूव हिमसेल्फ इनोसेंट? नो. Okay, whatever you say, I don't care. Like, sometimes he cared, like sometimes he would prove that he is not a stealer. But even if people call him stealer, Krishna would not care. But in Dwarka and Mathura, he would care about. Because there he is, in Vrindavan he is prince. And not like, Raja ka beta hai, kaun kya bolega? But in Dwarka he is like a king, Dwarka Adhish. लाइक फॉर सर्विस सेवा लागी कोटी अपराध नहीं गणी. स्व सुख लागी स्वनिमित्त अपराध भासे भय मानी. सो यू वुड केयर फॉर द एटिकेट व्हेन इट इज अबाउट हिम. बट इफ व्हेन इट इज अबाउट सर्विंग देन ही वुड नॉट care for the etiquette. Now we, I was going to, at the end we will discuss the sutra for when to follow etiquette and, I mean, when to follow the social norm and when not to follow. We will discuss that also. First, let's discuss when they did follow. Also, Lord Ramachandra, like just to keep a good public image of what then an ideal king is, he made Sita Devi prove her purity twice. Right? So, she is Ramachandra's eternal, internal potency. But he is making her go through this austerity just for the sake of not disturbing society. Some washerman said that, oh, how can I? I am not like Lord Ram, he said. That I will allow my wife in home who has stayed outside. So then Lord Ramchandra took this, although she had already proven, but again he made her proof. So again, for the social norm. Okay, these are some cases. Even when that Gopinath Patnaik case came up, Mahaprabhu said, do you think that I should go to king and beg from him? What will people say? Beg from him 2 lakh mudras that he has misutilized. So like that, we have seen both the sides. Caring for public, not caring for public. So now, let's pause and think about it. We have the examples. When did they follow, when did they not follow the social norms? Yes, Nitai Jitendra. Okay, when it comes to preaching the message, spreading the message, and setting an example, they followed the norms. And? When it was about their personal devotional service to Krishna, they did not care. Yeah, very nice way to summarize. Yeah, already you have given a very perfect answer, but I would like to ask any other thoughts on this, if you have. Like, when do we follow and when do we not follow? Any guidelines for us, ourselves? You know, like, one is already there, Prabhuji said, but any other thoughts on this? Like, if not, then, yeah. Okay, wow, you're so wonderful. He made a very specific point. To emphasize the superiority of devotional service, sometimes a particular norm is not followed. Yeah? Just like Mahaprabhu did when eating at Sanodaya Brahmana's house. He wanted to make this point, establish in the society this point that bhakti is superior to any varnashram consideration. Yes. Advaita Acharya feeding Haridas Thakur. Wow. Huh? Advaita Acharya feeding Haridas Thakur said, "Are, there are so many Brahmanas in the society. Shraddha Patra should be given to the best of the Brahmanas. You are giving it to me. What will the society say?" Advaita Acharya says, "Don't worry, I am just following scriptures only. To follow the scriptures, why do I care for the society? Brahmananam sahasreshu satrayaji vishishate satrayaji sahasreshu sarva vedanta paraga. Sarva vedanta vit kotya Vishnu bhakta vishishate Vaishnavanam sahasreshu ekanteko vishishate." So he says that by feeding you, I am feeding trillions of Brahmanas. Don't worry. Oh, Haridas. So just to establish this point, he did that. Otherwise, Shantipur was, and probably today also is, a very smart society there. And to make this, now today people don't care about eating or anything, like, you know, anywhere. So it doesn't matter who eats with whom. But, you know, at those times, it would make a breaking news and it would have 1 crore views on whatever, social media. But he did take this risk just to make a point. Just to establish a point that bhakti is superior. Yes. Any other, for anything, for following or not following, any principle that you want to come up with? We have heard two already. Yes, bro. Yes, what a life of sannyasi should be. Although he was beyond the norms and beyond the laws, yet how a sannyasi should be? He said, like Prabhuji said, to set an example. So, to set a norm, he followed a norm. Okay? Any other principle that comes? Yes, bro. Okay, like, understand what is the Shraddha and Adhikar of the audience and then follow. Right, like Prabhupada, Krishna Balaram temple opening. Prabhupada said it is Harinam Sankirtan is sufficient to install the deities. But then he called for the Smartha Brahmanas because localites won't consider it installation unless there is they see some sacrifice happening performed by Smartha Brahmanas. You see? So that, yeah. So Shraddha of the localites was considered. Yes, bro. Okay. Sometimes one may not follow etiquettes because we want to relish bhakti fully. Like somebody, we go on Harinam Sankirtan. Gauram Prabhu, in the beginning, he said that the neophyte devotee's symptom is he will hesitate to eat remnants of advanced devotees, thinking that, oh, he will be a little hesitant of doing that. And second, he will feel very shy to chant in public in the beginning, especially Harinam Sankirtan. Also, if he does japa, he would put his hand into his bag or something so that nobody finds out that he is holding bead bag while going to office or something, like, you know. What will people say, like, you know. And Harinam Sankirtan also, they will feel shy that, oh, they will think that everybody is watching me. Like, actually nobody cares for nobody. In fact, if we, like, if we, now people actually want to have this kind of experience, outside people. And if I become shy, and when I go on Harinam Sankirtan party, then how can I relish it fully? And how can they relish it fully? If I just care about what will this person say, what will that person say? First of all, it doesn't matter what they say. Because they do not know what is beneficial for them. And funny thing is, people don't feel shy to do something wrong in public, like smoking, etc. But they feel shy doing Harinam. When they come to Krishna consciousness, they will feel shy to perform Harinam Sankirtan in public. Like, you know. So it's so amazing. Society has become such a such a chaos, chaotic. Like, people don't feel shy to hold hand of their soulmate in public. In fact, if you see the entirety of Vraj Leela, which is the most purest of all pastimes, the highest of all exalted pastimes, and in that the topmost is the gopis' love with Krishna, you will find in all Leelas of Krishna, Krishna will never, ever, ever, and Yog Maya also helps, that is another thing. You will find Krishna never, ever exchange even a glance with gopis openly in public when there are elders present. In Govardhan Leela, it happened, but it was Yog Maya which arranged so that elderly people had elderly exchange. Suitable to elderly people. Young friends had young people's exchange, and gopis had the gopis exchange, and nobody knew what's going on with other rasa people. Like, so that was taken care of by Yogamaya personally. But in general, Not even a single pastime one will find that nobody, Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Maharaj, eternally do not know that Krishna's affairs with gopis. Like, you know, although it is most purest of most exalted pastimes, yet they do not know. Nor any of the elders know about it. They have heard some of the in-laws know. But they also get bewildered sometimes. They know means they haven't seen anything. They heard the rumors only. Okay. So this is how the pastimes are well protected and well executed even by Krishna. Okay. So I think we will end here. And if anyone has any question. Okay, this was the first part. Second part I will quickly in 5 minutes revise. Second part is about coming from the purport is handling, being neutral to the dualities of this world. Being neutral to the dualities of this world, a devotee is neutral. Prabhupada writes, because he was determined to finish his business in material world. Jad Bharat was determined to finish his business in material world, so he did not care for world of duality. Something like you know that you are going to have, this is your, what is it called when you resign from a job, you are having another job? Huh? Notice period. You are on a notice period for 1 month and you know that next job is like you are going to be paid 100 times more than your previous job. Okay. And now just you are serving the notice period. So you will do it responsibly, but will not care for what happened, how much bonus was given to whom and what. You will be least bit concerned about that. How much you have a cozy chair or others have fancy chair, you have normal chair. Just 1 month I have to pass here. Like, you know, anything happens, like in the company's sales increase or they go down, you don't care. Like, you know, you just have to complete your 1 month responsibility, that's all. Will you do overtime? No. Just finish it. Yeah, your duty is over. Leave. So that's what exactly a devotee is supposed to do in material world. This is the notice period in the material world that I am serving. Okay, I won't be irresponsible, but I won't overly be involved also in things. Okay. Prabhupada mentions, actually one should be situated, one cannot imitate. Means, I am free from duality and I can mix with anyone. That is not what is advised, especially in the practice stage. One time some disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they were doing book distribution and they said that, Prabhupada, we just came to realize that there is one pub here, night club here in our area. Can we go there for a book distribution? Prabhupada said, yes, but make sure that you come back. So, it's not that until one reaches asakti stage, one feels the modes of the nature. Okay? One feels the modes of this nature. So, one cannot say, I have gone beyond now. So, therefore, yes, we try to be as neutral to the duality, but choose what is best for our devotional practice. Right? Gaur Kashyap Babaji Maharaj could go to toilet and chant. But for me, even the most peaceful atmosphere, I am not able to chant. So how can I go to toilet and, you know, try to chant there? Most serene atmosphere. Rather, I should focus that, okay, my sitting posture is good, my surrounding is good, and like that I have to take care for. No, just one example I remembered. I heard somewhere one of the devotees, they asked His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj that Maharaj, can I put on some cinema songs while I am chanting, just to test how much concentration I have during chanting? So Maharaj said, you know, don't try to play with Maya. Maya will burn your spiritual life. So we take care. We don't say that, oh, anything can go on. That's fine. I am supposed to be free from, you know, consideration of duality. Yeah, that is there in terms of when happiness, distress come, cold weather comes sometimes, hot weather comes, then I need to tolerate. But it doesn't mean that, oh, there is hot sun outside and therefore I deliberately go outside for chanting. That I have to see that, you know. No, one time Prabhupada was going on parikrama in Vrindavan and it was a hot day. So one devotee came without chappal. It was not parikrama, sorry, it was something else. They were going somewhere, huh? It was Vishakhapattanam. Okay, huh. So he said, no, Prabhupada, it's okay. I don't want to wear chappals. So Prabhupada said, there is already so much austerity in this world. You don't have to concoct new austerities. You don't have to invent new austerities. You wear chappals and come like that. So as far as possible, we take care. It's not like going beyond duality means invent new means to become more miserable. Like, you know. So that is one. So, and discrimination in terms of what is favorable for devotional service, what is unfavorable sangha, that also we have to calculate. Okay, so any quick question here? Yes, Prabhuji. Niyamagra comes in? Yes. Something, if social norms of assisting our bhakti, that's better, we should follow them. Yeah. Means niyam agraha becomes when I don't understand the principle behind it and I am still attached to it. It becomes Niyamagraha. Like the classical example they give is the sannyasi not crossing the ocean. But for Prabhupada, it was very instruction by Saraswati Thakur that preach in the Western world. So, like somebody saying that, oh no, sannyasi cannot cross the ocean. That will be Niyamagraha. That was meant for a particular reason and for a particular purpose. Like, you know, but when the purpose changes, the purpose is for preaching, then this doesn't apply. So that will be, so social norm, yes, if it is assisting bhakti, then actually one should follow. Like for example, no free mixing is a social norm. And that is assisting bhakti. Because it is also a devotional principle that one should, what is that? Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam. So that both are overlapping, then one should follow. Anything else? Yes, bro. The question is that we hear from Bhagavatam that we have to keep our eyes in the spiritual world, just like Bharat Maharaj, Jad Bharat did. And because of which he could tolerate dualities. But how to keep our eyes fixed in the spiritual world? So that's why the entire Prabhupada mentions, na? Devotee is so busy starting from 4 o'clock to night 10 o'clock. I think in purport he writes somewhere like that. Following the footsteps of Goswamis who kept their schedule so busy. Similarly, devotee is so busy right from the morning 4 o'clock to night 10 o'clock that he is always engaged in some Krishna conscious activities all the time. So keeping Krishna, first of all doing with body the Krishna conscious activity, and then at the same time every Krishna conscious activity has to be done with manasanyog. I will just quote one quotation by Shripad Ramanujacharya. Have you heard Nayam Atma Pravachenana Labhya? It means that you cannot attain Krishna simply by hearing. Or simply by etc. All now hearing is the one of the limbs of devotional service, and first limb of devotional service, how is it mentioned that you can't understand Krishna by hearing? So there Ramanacharya clarifies, any devotional limb, simply performing devotional limb will not keep our eyes into spiritual world. We have to do manas sanyog. When our mind is in that devotional service, then the hearing will give us Krishna. Then the chanting will give us Krishna. Otherwise, it will simply remove sense. That's all. Not do anything other than remove sense. If hearing chanting done without manas sanyog, means involving the mind, then hearing and chanting will simply remove sense. Of course, given that one is not offensive. But when there is manas sanyog, mind is involved, then that activity will fix ourselves in... keep our, and also we have to keep on hearing from spiritual master that he is the one who is connecting us to the spiritual world. Sakshad haritvena samasta shastra ukta satha bhavyate kintu prabhorya priya tasya. He is the priya of Krishna. One should not consider spiritual master to be of this material world. He is Vrindavan tattva, means he is associate of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So when one is following spiritual master's instructions and hearing from him, who is always serving in the spiritual world, in spiritual consciousness, so automatically when our eyes are on Guru and Guru is in the spiritual world, so where are our eyes? In the spiritual world. So when our eyes are, when we are, therefore it is mentioned in Vedas, Ma Drakshi. What is that? Ma Drakshihi. It means that do not watch non-devotees. Just watch devotees, it says. Do not watch non-devotees. That means what they are doing, our eyes will go into more and more into material world. But watch devotees, our eyes will stay in the spiritual world. Like, you know, what devotees are doing. Because what are the devotees doing? What they do in the spiritual world, that's what they are doing, right? Here. Siddhasya lakshanam yatsyat sadhanam sadhanasya tat. Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Bhagavatamrut Tika, he mentions, Siddhasya lakshanam yatsyat, whatever the Siddhas are doing in the spiritual world, Nanda Baba, Yashodamaya, Subal, Shridama, Lalita Vishaka, Radharani, what they are doing in the spiritual world, sadhanam sadhakasya tat. Sadhaka is doing exactly the same things in... The sadhus are doing the exactly same thing in this world. So when we see them, we see what's going on in the spiritual world. So that one's eyes are in the spiritual world. I hope this is sufficient. Okay. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.